I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Midnight. The attitude of praying at night is one of the ways when I'm being faced with very crucial issues, it is one of the avenues that I subscribe to pray at night. When I get very desperate, it is one of the avenues that I use, because it is one of the, even when I was teaching you prayer boosters, I remember telling you, it is one of the prayer boosters, midnight prayer. And I explain to you why midnight prayer boosts answers. The reason is because, one, it's a sacrifice to be awake by then, and God appreciates sacrifice. Two, you deal with spirits when they are in their operational mood. When they are rising, when they are doing what they are doing to you, you meet them. You don't wake up to come and undo what they have already done. You meet them boot to boot on the field in the spirit. Because that is the hour they operate. That is the time that they work. When men slept, didn't Jesus say when men slept? When do men sleep? Generally at night. That is the hour that the enemy sows tares. So you meet him boot for boot. Right there. You don't wait and wake up. You finish snoring. Then you now wake up. They're like, they have finished you already. You are now going to use the rest of your year to undo what they did when you were snoring. So it is a prayer booster. Now, in the same way, it facilitates hearing the voice of God. It conditions your spirit. When you give yourself to praying at night continuously, or seeking God's voice concerning an issue, and you subscribe to seeking his face at night, you easily hear his voice. You easily. Because mostly at night, the atmosphere is even very quiet. Mostly at night, all your family, they are all asleep. Nobody will distract. Nobody will even call your phone. So physically, it's advantageous. Are you following what I'm saying? Physically, it's advantageous. Aside that, when you pray at night, watch it. Those of you like, go and start and see. When you pray at night, unless you don't pray well and you sleep, you will have wild dreams and visions. Unless you don't pray well. Unless you forget your dreams. If you forget your dream, you remember you saw something. But mostly people have encounters after night prayers. How many of you have experienced that thing before? Go and try this week. As we are entering into a new one, go and decide that I'm praying at night, 11 to 1 or 12 to 1, 12 to 1, 12 to 1 for the next 7 days. Just do it 3 days and see. See what you will start seeing. You will start appearing in your family. You start seeing wild things. God will start showing you secrets to your destiny. I'm telling you. It's one of the things I make people do when they are going through very tough times, and they always come back with a testimony. Amen. Please put your holy one. I guess what I'm saying. So when you subscribe to using the midnight, you easily provoke answer. You easily hear God. And dreams and visions are one of the ways the voice of God is released to people. One of the ways. And you easily see them when you engage in midnight prayer. How did Daniel know the voice of God concerning Nebuchadnezzar? It was the night. It was the night. Amen. Let's read the scripture. Psalm 16 verse 7. Say, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. Everybody listen, counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. My heart, and the heart there is the spirit. I receive spiritual instruction in the night season. So spiritual instructions are made available, especially at night. That's why even carnal people, they can be very busy in the day, but at night they have dreams. Unbelievers like Pharaoh, like Nebuchadnezzar, God can still cut the attention at night. Some of you are so busy, if God speaks to you, audible voice, can you not hear? You are so carnal, you don't pay attention to anything. So when you sleep, your spirit gets the opportunity to walk about, then you start dreaming. You start seeing things. So I receive instructions at night. And that is what David is saying. In Daniel chapter 2 verse 19, Daniel gave us the secret. He said, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in the ninth vision. May you receive secrets in your own ninth vision. You didn't see an amen. I said, may you receive secrets in your own ninth vision. And the secret was revealed to Daniel in his ninth vision. The secret. A lot of secrets of my enemies are revealed to me during ninth vision. I don't joke with dreams though. A lot of secrets of my ministry are revealed to me during ninth visions. A lot of times, I can see things about people. When I meet them, I say, this is what I saw. Nine visions. Nine visions. There are times before I to a ministration, that the nights before, if I'm praying into the ministration and I sleep, I will see several things. So when I come to the ministration and I'm declaring vision, it's not always what I saw physically. It's some what I saw on my bed. God speaks to prophets in different ways at different times. And one of the ways that God can speak to you is through midnight visions, what you will easily call dreams. Amen. Oh, amen. So these 40 days, pay attention to your dreams. Tell somebody, pay attention to your dreams. These 40 days, because you are dealing with something, you are struggling over something. What if God shows you the secret in a dream? You'll be free. You are seeing the thing to be natural. You are seeing the thing to be normal. You are excusing it. What if God helps you to see in the vision? Not knowing what I'm going through is not physical, though. It's spiritual. No, what I'm going through is not physical, it's spiritual. Recently, I've been handling something and thinking that, it was just natural, until I saw a revelation in the night. Then I said, really? So this one had a spiritual connection. And I saw the one behind it. It was just simple. It was just simple. Okay. Then I now have to stop playing with the issue and now deal with it spiritually. Because you end up giving excuses for demons to harass you. You are there giving excuses. They said. You better pray. And stop giving the excuses that you are giving. Because it can be very spiritual. Just that every spiritual thing finds physical ways to explain. There's nothing you take to the doctor, they won't give you an explanation. But a lot of them are demonic. A lot of them are demonic. Amen. The middle of the night, he said, a secret was revealed to Daniel in the night. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. These 40 days, secrets will be released to you. I said, these 40 days, you will have access to the voice of God concerning that job. Why you have been searching for job and searching for job and searching for job, and you seem not to find the kind of job you are looking for, that secret will be revealed to you. Why your life is going through one level, you have a very good job, but you are still struggling, you will get an answer to that question. Why you are pulling, that thing is not coming. You are trying, that thing is not coming. Doctors have advised you, friends have advised you, nothing is working. The answer will be delivered to you right now. Use the nine seasons, my dear. Use the nine seasons. You better wake up and start learning how to use the night season. Unless you are not in a desperate mood. Unless you are okay. Unless you are still fine. At least there are times that is not critical. That's understandable. But if you realize that no, that thing is trying to become an issue of concern. Now anybody sees you and that's what they want to talk to you about. Now anybody sees you, that's all. Anybody sees you after greeting, good morning, how are you? Now the next thing to talk to you about is that issue. It has become a concern. You are joking with it. You are seeing this number. It has become a concern. Change from the day prayer to night and see. Secrets shall be delivered. Hidden mysteries. Your eyes will open. All the shades of carnality blocking your access to the voice of God will all be unblocked. Will be removed. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. That, oh, really? So not knowing it is as a result of this. It's as a result of that. Oh, so not knowing this person who smiles with me like that. You will have the shock of your life. Don't joke. Don't joke. You know, recently, I saw a night vision. And I saw the devil package asthma for one of my children. So when I came out of that night vision, 2 days after, the one I saw giving the asthma to my child called to ask me about that, my child. I said, I want to see your child, especially the little one. Then I said, there's no need you see them. I'll come myself. I'll bring them. I'll never ever say. There are things that you not see it in the day. You are too busy. You are too busy. You never ever see it. It's at night. It's at night. I saw some things happening in the church, and I was why is it that this one is having this problem? This one is having that. Then, as I picked it up in the spirit and started praying at night, the Lord showed that I saw a specialized attack released in that direction against the church. And that is why these that are having that problem, just to cripple the system. God speaks to us in the middle of the night. Listen, we are in travail, but the thing I'm talking to you about has been the reason why you have prayed and you have prayed and you have prayed, and you seem to always end the travail without an answer. Meanwhile, the answer is just moving around you, but how to access it is what you lack. But wisdom is given to you in Jesus' name. Your spiritual ears are open in the name of Jesus. Your spiritual eyes are unblocked in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 19. Acts 16, verse 6 to 19. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So, passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul. In the night, a vision appeared in the from tonight. Your night season will not just be snoring, changing levels. Some of you, when you sleep, you should have seen how you sleep. Should have seen how you sleep. Your one leg is hanging. Some, you think I'm lying? Some of you, that's how you sleep. Tell the one who have been sitting and who have been sleeping by you that chami video. I'll match you with chami video. If you are married, tell your husband that just put a camera on me. Just put a camera on me. You'll be surprised. Because some of you snore. When we tell you that you snore, it's me. You will fight it. But it's true. Tell that you don't snore when you are awake. You snore when you are asleep. When we tell you to, you are fighting it. That the same way some of you, you sleep, you wake up. Some time ago, someone showed me someone in this church, his video, sleeping. And you think the person was cracking. When I saw the video, I said, hey. I said, hey, Lucreo, share. When I said, it's true. I said, oh, cracky. I said, oh, what I said, I was secondary school. Or that side. I said, oh, crack. Hey. When we tell you how you sleep, you will not believe. Some of you, you have turned your midnight into changing stars and level. Whereas you could have turned the midnight into accessing visions. From tonight, may your eyes be open in the night. Let your amen be louder. Or you have been changing gears in your dreams. And a vision was showed it to him in the night. And a man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. He didn't know where to go. And the man appeared, and the man, and he said, come and help us. And then he said, okay, this is where God wants us to go. You will know where to go after tonight in the name of Jesus. After an encounter you will have in your dream, you will know what to do with your life. You will know who to say yes to. You will know who to run away from. You will know where to tie your life and where to untie your life. I'm telling you, you have an answer. Clap your two hands for Jesus. You have an answer. I was dealing with an issue quite recently, and I was not getting an answer. Why? By the middle of the night, after I finished praying, when I was lying down, then I saw the answer. I saw the answer. The Lord just took me and I entered into a very old house. And I saw some people. I will not mention. I saw the thing like graphic. When I came out, I said, okay. Listen, until you know the secret, how do you find solution? Knowledge of the issue is half solved. You must first know what you are dealing with, else you'll be fighting the wrong people and the wrong things. You'll be using the wrong ways. I get what I'm saying. Use the night well. You didn't say, tell somebody, use the night well. It will make your warfare easy for you. It will make your warfare simple. It will make you have access to the voice. You will not be confused anymore. By the time you wake up, you know who to smile with and who to be careful about. You will know who to follow. So, and then, my ABC, because the night you saw something, and you'll be escaping all kinds of accidents and all kinds of danger. Hallelujah. Engage in the night season. Then number nine, engage in periodic fast. Like we have engaged. Fasting. Engage in fasting. When you are fasting, you bring down your flesh. You lower your flesh. You lower your flesh. And you allow your spirit to have access. Adia is sick. Amen. You can't fool too much. Is it that people who are fasting, they don't crack foolish jokes? But when you are full, you are walking in the house, then you are cracking silly jokes. But when you are fasting, come on, diwa, your flesh is quieted. You see, when you are fasting, you are really fasting, you will not even feel for sex. When you are really fasting. When you are really fasting. Unless for a very long time, because naturally. But when you fast to a level, your body becomes weak. Your appetites become weak. Yes. Your appetite becomes weak. So that fornication, you can stop it easily. If I were to stop the fast after 40 days, I won't stop. I'll continue, sir, because you need help. Tell somebody you need help. When you fast, your body, your flesh becomes weak. Then your spirit will become strengthened. Then it can receive connections, signals. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast I have chosen? To break the band of wickedness, to undo every burden, to let our prayers go free, and to break every yoke. Psalm 109 verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. Acts 16 verse 6 to 19. No, Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2. When they were fasting and praying, the prophets and the teachers, Barnabas and Simeon and Lucius and Manian, who had been brought up by Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate unto me. When they were fasting, that's when the Holy Spirit gave direction. In these 40 days, may you have direction. I said, in these 40 days, may you have direction. In these 40 days, may you have, we have just started. Oh, I opened the calendar today and I checked. And I said, oh, it looks like Africa has started at the end. How many weeks? Is it 4 or 5? I can't have 4 weeks. I can't have 1 month. Do you know why I checked? I checked because of the area, sound and issue. So I was like, oh, by the grace of God, complain. And it's a make up flip here. Maybe I'm oh, say any dos. I'm concerned about the environment. So say any dos. So fasting on the akano dos. Catch us there. Fasting the akano. A dos in yipa. I cut 1 solid month. 4 weeks. Niakani dos. Yeah, 6 weeks. Sunday way 2 weeks. Amen. You see, so we still have 4 weeks. Make sure that the remaining 4 weeks ahead of you, you will have an answer to that issue. You will have direction. You will hear from God. So that you two say that when I was fasting, Travel 2020 says, the Lord spoke to me about this school, about this issue, about that issue. And that brought me deliverance. And I just knew what to do. And I overcame it. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Clap your two hands for Jesus. You know what to do and you overcome it. Can I hear an amen? I said, you know what to do and you overcome it. And finally, take advantage of prayer of agreement. Take advantage of prayer of agreement. Take advantage of prayer of agreement. Take advantage of prayer. Hallelujah. We are going to rise up to pray. And you will pray with all your heart. Okay? I'll let Pastor Enoch continue from what we were doing yesterday. Last week, I gave Pastor Eko 4 days. I'm giving him also 4 days. I've enjoyed the session. I want him to finish what we're praying about. Then I know I'm done with 2 weeks. Then we'll focus on the other weeks with Pastor Collins and the others. Amen. The last one, I said prayer of agreement for corporate direction. Corporate. We are going to pray with people. Daniel 2, 16 to 19. How many of you realize that when the Nebuchadnezzar threatened to kill Daniel and all the wise men, Daniel didn't go and pray alone. What did Daniel do? He called the other 3 boys. He said, listen, they will kill everybody, including us. Let's agree together and pray. That was the secret. There are things you can't deal with it alone. Join forces with your husband. Join forces with your wife. Join forces with your family. There are things you can't defeat alone. One will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000 more. There are things you cannot defeat alone. Call one Christian brother and say, listen, I am dealing with this issue. I need you to join me. Especially one you can trust who is not a gossip, who will go and tell everybody. Call one Christian sister who is a covenant sister and tell her that, listen, I'm dealing with this issue. I want you to join me. Someone you trust. Is that how I say, I'll pray with you. I will be sleeping. It's like pastoral cliche. When a pastor tells you I'm praying with you, don't believe at all. I said, don't believe all. I'm a pastor, I'm telling you. Whatever I said, we are praying with you, okay? Don't believe all. There are people I've said we are praying with you, I didn't pray for them. It's true. There are people too, I said, I'm praying with you that I meant it. It's a pastoral cliche. Oh, don't worry, they don't do it, okay? We are still in prayer, we are praying with you. And sometimes we really want to pray with you, but what really we forget? Which we are human beings. That's why you don't go and cross your leg and say, my pastor says, or that prophet says he's going to spend time to pray on my prayer request because I'm giving him offering and he has taken it home. What say, Papa? You better pray. That's why you better pray for yourself. We are human beings. I can promise you that, listen, I'll be praying with you, pray from this and that, and I'll forget. Or I'll go home and I'll meet my own issue and I'm dealing with it. Pray your prayer. But there are times, you know, we say that, oh, we are praying for you. Truly, truly, we are praying for you. So trust no man, including your pastor. Amen. So pray your own prayer. But covenant with someone that you trust, okay? Join forces with somebody and pray. Join forces with somebody. Because some of the issues you are dealing with, one force cannot, one anointing cannot, but a united force. Daniel said, let's agree together and pray. When they agreed together and they prayed, God opened Daniel's eyes and he saw the answer. When you agree together with your husband, you have more resource than you are personalizing it. When you agree with your wife, you have more resource than you are personalizing it. When you agree with your beloved to pray, you have more resource that you are personalizing it. When you agree with that covenant brother, that covenant sister to pray, you will have more resource. And that's how to hear the voice of God. Acts chapter 13, 1 to 2. The prophets came together and they prayed. And God said, separate unto me, Paul and Silas. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet. Lift up your two hands. Shaka parakata.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.